Christian Cooper was doing what he had done so many times before, birdwatching in New York City's Central Park. His excursion took a dark turn during a confrontation with a white woman. Cooper, a black man, insisted that she abide by the rules and put her dog on a leash. She got angry. He started recording on his phone. She insisted that he stop, and the situation escalated. NPR's Brackton Booker has more.
The morning warbler. That's the migratory bird that brought Christian Cooper to New York Central Park. There, disagreements between dog owners and bird watchers are common, but he says encounters like what happened Monday morning are not.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures, calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Moments after, it becomes clear the man will not stop filming. The woman calls 911 with panic in her voice. She alerts the emergency operator that she's in a wooded area of the park called the Ramble.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
She repeated this 3 times in the video, but the man is never heard yelling or seen approaching her as she backed away from him. The woman has been identified as Amy Cooper. She is not related to the man she called the police on, Christian Cooper. NPR reached out to her, but did not immediately get a response. Earlier, she spoke to NBC New York and described her behavior as unacceptable.
You know, and words are just words, and I can't undo what I did. But I sincerely and humbly apologize to everyone, especially to that man, his family.
Christian Cooper says Amy Cooper was sending a clear message to police.
You know, she was threatening to bring the machine that has so long ground us black people to powder down on my head. So, yeah, that is bound to make any African-American person nervous.
Since the video was first posted, it has been shared more than 3 million times. Amy Cooper's employer, the investment firm Franklin Templeton, released a statement saying she has been terminated, adding, quote, "We do not tolerate racism of any kind." Christian Cooper says he's not spoken to the woman since their encounter. He wonders, though, if the reaction to what she did was proportionate.
If I'm being 100% honest, it makes me concerned, because if it was this stunning for me, I can only imagine what it must have been like for Ms. Cooper. So I know I'm not supposed to feel that way, but, you know, it's got to be harsh.
And while he says she played on racist fears, he's not sure it should mark her forever.
You know, I'm not sure that her 1 minute of poor decision-making, bad judgment, and without question, racist response necessarily has to define her completely, you know?
Asked if he thinks she should get her job back, he responds, "I'm not making that determination." He adds, "It's worthwhile for everyone to take a moment and just breathe." Brackton Booker, NPR News.